Hi, this is George Chakiris, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Have you seen Joey Christie? I seen him yesterday.
Ed Roberts with a reminder that Lorraine Newman will join us later on this hour. Lorraine Newman with the original Not Ready for Primetime players of NBC's Saturday Night Live. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Greg Airbar is with us as we continue our look at Little Fugitive. Little Fugitive, the 80-minute film by Morris Engel and Ruth Orkin that is widely considered to have inspired the French New Wave movement of the 1950s. Little Fugitive is available on Blu-ray through Kino Lorber as part of Little Fugitive, the collected films of Morris Engel and Ruth Orkin. Before we went to break, Greg was talking about how Little Fugitive is a marvelous film to behold given the simple storyline and the limits of its production budget.
What he did was shoot it without sound. He actually developed a camera. This is 35mm film. The cameras were cumbersome then. This is not 16, because he wanted to be able to have a sellable film. So the only way to do that was to have something that would show well on a screen, and 16 at that time just simply wouldn't. So he had a friend of his work with him to develop a special camera that could be handheld and be steady long before there was a Steadicam. This is like centuries practically before there was a Steadicam that he could hold, but it couldn't accommodate sound. They tried, but it wouldn't work. So all the sound had to be dubbed later, including the little boy's dialogue. It's very sparse dialogue. And that also works. So you're watching an astonishing bit of technology to the point where Stanley Kubrick asked to borrow the camera for his film. You know, he got to know a lot of very prestigious filmmakers. Morris Engel and this film and his other films have fans like Martin Scorsese. You know, a lot of very heavyweight people admire this particular work and things that came after. So that's Little Fugitive. And also in this group is Lovers and Lollipops. Now that has a slightly more elaborate score.
Is this part of the same Blu-ray release?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
You're getting all of this in this one Little Fugitive set. Lovers and Lollipops came a couple of years later, and it's a little bit more of a romantic story about a young widowed mother with a little girl who is a little overindulged. This is not a well-behaved 50s little girl. This is a little girl who's kind of bratty, and she has a boyfriend named Larry. Now, what's interesting about that is Larry is played by Gerald O'Loughlin.
Oh, okay. The great character actor of the 60s and 70s was on pretty much every dramatic show in the 60s and, of course, played Lieutenant Riker in The Rookies.
Yeah, and this was his first movie. And he's trying very hard, and he's very kind. He's not really the kind of characters he played later. You know, you can tell he's a tough guy. He's a tough New Yorker type, but his character isn't. He's a nice guy, and he's trying to figure out what to do with his life, and he's trying to get along with her, but she doesn't want to be gotten along with. And she's not a bratty girl. She's just a real girl who is adjusting to this man in her mother's life, and it's just kind of real. The difference is that these people are not quite as blue collar. So they go to places like the Museum of Modern Art and Statue of Liberty and things like that. So you see a different kind of New York, not a super affluent kind of New York, but just a different taste of New York. They go into a toy store, into a department store in the toy department. So you get to see a mid-50s toy department, what that's like. And so that's another interesting point of view.
Get closer. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Will you take one of us?
Obviously, this being radio, you can't see what's going on, but as Gerald S. O'Loughlin and Laurie March move closer together, another tourist, whose eyes are glued to his map, approaches them and stops right in front of Gerald S. O'Loughlin and Laurie March, blocking the view of the photographer and totally oblivious to what's going on. It's a very, very funny scene, part of Lovers and Lollipops from Little Fugitive, the collected films of Morris Engel and Ruth Orkin, available on Blu-ray through Kino Lorber.
Lovely score. And this is also Eddie Manson, but it was not just a harmonica. And that theme was recorded by Michel Legrand on an album. So these movies were taken fairly seriously. Of course, this one wasn't as big as a hit as the other, but it also got played all over. And it was on, like I said, it was on local stations and is shown. And then the third film is called Weddings and Babies. And that is what some consider to be the semi-autobiographical film about their relationship. This is the first one that has synchronous sound, that they didn't have to go back and dub.
And these are all done by Morris Engel? Or the two of the... Okay, okay.
They're all Morris Engel, and usually Ruth Orkin is the editor, or she worked on a script with him. She got it. She was very much his creative partner, as well as his wife. She got roped into doing the editing on Little Fugitive because they had a Hollywood editor who cost a fortune and couldn't handle it. And so he bolted, and so she ended up having to do it, and she did it herself, and it came out fine. So she was very much that of a partner. And the story in this sort of, I don't know how close it is to reality or not, but he has a storefront.
Well, there are weddings and there are babies.
There are weddings and babies, and he's a photographer of both. But yes, he wants to be something more. All of the films you see on this are loaded with people holding cameras of all ages. Somebody's holding cameras. So it's very much a story of photographers young and old and how wonderful it is to be that. And in
Felix Ungers in the picture?
They don't like pits in their juice.
I'm sorry, I digress.
And in this particular one, they at various points, they're sometimes happy and peppy and bursting with love, but not always. Because Vivica Linfers, that's outstanding, great actress. She was also a teacher. I worked with somebody who studied with her. She plays the lead, and she's working with a gentleman who runs a storefront photography outlet who specializes in that, but wants to do more than that. He's been doing it for years, a filmmaker. He wants to go into a calling. And he's reluctant to commit to her and to commit to a life of settling down when he feels like that might hamper that big future that he's thinking of. And so he's stringing her along, and he just can't make a decision for anything. That's the plot, but the movie is just one vignette after another. It takes place in Little Italy. So here you are in another interesting setting that is absolutely real, peppered with amateur and professional actors.
Little Italy, Italy, or Little Italy, New York?
New York.
Okay.
During the Little Italy Festival. So this isn't the Little Italy Festival you saw in Laverne and Shirley that was on the set of Paramount. That was, you know.
This is cinema verite.
Yeah, the real thing. And this gentleman is taking film of it, and he's trying to parlay that into some kind of a movie that we never actually see, but he bought this very expensive camera and he didn't consult with her. And so there's a lot of her and that sort of thing. So that's what the drama of the thing is. This is a more dramatic film than the other two, a little less whimsical, but still fascinating and very down to earth and has a real feeling to it. What else is interesting is that the leading man is not played by this dashing guy. Even compared to Gerald O'Loughlin, he's a very unlikely lead. It's an actor named John Myers, M-Y-H-E-R-S.
I believe he was married to Joan Benedict Steiger. And if this is the guy I'm thinking of, he did a lot of comedies.
Yes.
With Tim Conway and Don Knotts and Disney. Until he passed.
He was more of a comic actor. In fact, he does some comedy in the film.
And we have an example of that right now. This is John Myers with Vivica Linford's From Weddings and Babies by Morris Engel and Ruth Orkin.
How many pictures do you have of Tony now? A couple of thousand?
Really?
Look, I don't like to take these pictures for free, you know. After all, the kid should be in a day nursery or a school or something.
Stop it, Al.
Stop what?
I mean, don't talk to him like that. He understands every word you said. He's a clever, sensitive child. How are you going to get a picture out of him this way, anyhow?
Look, Tony, all of a sudden, these two Indian scouts are about 10 miles ahead of the wagon train, and they come to a big woods. And the first one speaks, and he says,
"Come on, Bill, don't be a coward. There's no Indians in these woods." Pretty crazy white people, though.
Now listen, after this festival, when we make lots of money, we're going to go on a vacation.
Yeah.
Perhaps you can come with us, huh?
Here, take this. Put it in his dog. Stop laughing now. That's it. Shh. That's it. Now put the little bow and arrow in his grimy little fist. That's right. No, hold it up. Now, Chief Anson, the pants, if you'll just hold still for a couple of seconds, a nice photograph will be hanging in your father's wigwam before dawn.
He was a mainstay of situation comedies, of the Doris Day type movies. Mm-hmm. He would usually play the blustering executive.
Yeah.
He would usually be dressed in a Commodore's outfit.
He had one of those doughy, elastic faces that could work as both a stuffed shirt and the guy who would get the pie in the face.
Yes, yes. So it is so against type. Really, really is. And he's playing in Italian, which I seriously doubt he is, but he speaks beautiful Italian.
Yeah.
And he has a little mama. Who was played by a lady they also found on the street sitting on a stoop, and who passed away shortly after they made this film. And she steals the movie because it's this little lady who he has trouble with. His mother is she's in of some sort of dementia where she wanders away and she goes to like the retirement office to see if she can get her benefits, but she's not registered, so she can't get her benefits. And then she goes to check on her tombstone to see if she can have her tombstone changed, and they won't change. And she does this on a regular basis. So he puts her in a very nice facility, but he's racked with guilt because she can't live in his home, which is also his office, because she wanders around and she does things. You know, is that necessarily so? We don't really know. He's kind of unbending and uncommitting. All of that is part of the issue there. But the scenes with her are very touching, and the scenes between them are also touching. So it's like the other two films, but completely different. If only there were more of these kind of American style, and maybe there are, and I'm ignorant of it. American style foreign films.
And there's only so many minutes left in this segment, so we can't cover
okay.
all of them.
Well, I'm going to tell you, those are the three main ones. There are also a few shorts. There's one nice little one with Jack Gilford playing a grocery store owner from 61. You get to see a 1961 grocery store with piles of Hawaiian Punch.
How many titles are on this Blu-ray? This Blu-ray sounds like a bargain.
It is a bargain's bargain. Now, I will caution you that the fourth film, another feature, is their only color one, and that is called I Need a Ride to California. Now, that has never been released to theaters, and it was a hippie girl who is searching for meaning in her life, and it has mature subject matter and is not recommended for, it has adult themes. So that does not fit in with the other three movies. So I wouldn't suggest giving this out as like a birthday gift for like a, oh, it's about a little boy. Isn't that adorable? Because it's not. But the short films are fascinating and worth seeing. There are some commercials for Oreo cookies and Ivory soap that he did. And there's also lovely profiles that their daughter Mary made about each of her parents. So obviously they were a very close family. This is a situation where they lived in this apartment. And, you know, Ruth, when she was busy in the apartment, she would still lean out the window and take pictures of life going on in New York and still did her photography. This was a fascinating group of people. This was their world. You know, New York was their turf, and that's where they stayed. Morris never left. New York. He didn't have a car.
This is like the Morris Engel oeuvre of...
It really is.
Yeah.
There's only a couple of films he made digitally later before he died, and that's pretty much it. They're all on here, and they're also from Kino Lorber. So it is very, very reasonable priced, and you get a lot on here, and it's just... It's fascinating stuff. There's something everybody could like on this.
Okay, so is the title of the Blu-ray Little Fugitive?
It's Little Fugitive, the collected films of Morris Engel and Ruth Orkin, 3-disc special edition.
That's easy enough to remember. Little Fugitive, the collective films of Morris Engel and Ruth Orkin, available on Blu-ray from our friends at Kino Lorber. For some reason, I remember a film with Jack Gilford. Of course, I mean, could I know?
Yeah, that was the one I mentioned.
Yeah, no.
He was getting a doggy.
Yeah, okay. I seem to recall that. Maybe one of those probably popped up on the Children's Film Festival. I'll have to check that one out. That sounds like a good title.
You can read Greg Arabar twice a month at cartoonresearch.com. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
A reminder that Lorraine Newman, one of the original Not Ready for Prime Time players of NBC Saturday Night Live, will join us later on in the hour. We'll be up to staying tuned for that. In the meantime, since we have a few minutes left in this segment, thought we'd tell you that if you're a fan of the first 5 seasons of Saturday Night Live, featuring the original Not Ready for Primetime players, our friends at Time Life have just released 33 complete episodes as part of a brand new 12-disc DVD compilation that is available exclusively at timelife.com/Saturday Night Live. This collection is called Saturday Night Live, The Early Years, and features such classic characters as the Coneheads, John Belushi's Samurai, Gilda Radner's Emily Latella, the original appearances of the Blues Brothers, plus such classic sketches as Landshark, Word Association, The Killer Bees, Super Bass-O-Matic, and a whole lot more. Saturday Night Live, The Early Years, 12-disc DVD collection available exclusively at timelife.com/Saturday Night Live. This is a great gift idea for the SNL fan in your life. Guest hosts in this collection include Buck Henry, Elliot Gould, Madeline Kahn, Eric Idle, Candice Bergen, Charles Grodin, and Carrie Fisher. While the musical guests included in Saturday Night Live, The Early Years, include Patti Smith, Carly Simon, Joe Cocker, Paul Simon, Santana, Frank Zappa, and a whole lot more. Extra features include rare footage of the original cast, including screen tests and interviews, a 28-page collector's book, a free bonus DVD featuring 3 classic episodes, including Chevy Chase returned to Saturday Night Live as host in an episode that featured Billy Joel, and a whole lot more. Saturday Night Live, The Early Years, Saturday Night Live, The Early Years, 33 complete episodes from the first 5 seasons of Saturday Night Live, available now as part of a 12-disc box set, available exclusively at timelife.com/Saturday Night Live, timelife.com/Saturday Night Live. Lorraine Newman of Saturday Night Live and one of the founding members of the improv comedy troupe, The Groundlings, Lorraine Newman will join us. We come back on TV Confidential.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life, but it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty Group. Their community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty Group will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Front Porch Realty Group at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty Group. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.